97.1.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Not a long time.
So have a good time. The
sun can't shine. What a great song. Thank you. Thank you, Pat, for that. It's always fun to hear that song. It's usually on a Thursday at around noon, so it's even better that way. So my name is David. I want to welcome you to Thursday's local radio hour. I am your host, David, and I've got Pat Murphy riding shotgun today off to the left.
I is.
There you are, that voice. That voice. Very good. A great show today. We've got, in fact, three guests.
So you're predicting.
I know.
You said great show today. That's usually a 1259 kind of comment. I mean, you're optimistic, and I appreciate that. We want you to have a great show.
You know, I'm that way. The glass is half full. It truly is.
You are.
For sure. So, first up, though, I want to let you know that when I think of great food in Sandpoint, I always think of Spuds because, my gosh, ever since like the mid-90s or so, 95, I've been told, Spuds has been one of the iconic restaurants downtown. Matt has been the owner now for about a year or so, and he's going to be here later on to tell us about the breakfast and open 7 days a week, all sorts of good stuff going on there.
We're Spuds people, my family. We love them.
Oh, I do too. The salads are always just great. Yeah. Everything was perfect. Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. In fact, I'm hungry now thinking about it. So, in our second slot, we're going to have Katie Bogalke she's the executive director, in fact, of the Community Resource Envision Center. And she'll be here to talk about Festival of Trees already. We're talking about Christmas stuff already on November 30th. So she'll let us know what's going on there. That's going to be
Christmas time is here.
Way too soon. In fact, our strawberries bush finally went out last night with the frost. So we'd already picked everything, but that's our one way of knowing that the season has changed. So, and last but not least, we've got Kaylee Miller. She's the planning director and project manager for the City of Ponderay. Those voters in Ponderay and also in Sandpoint, different ballots, different things going on, but they both have local option sales taxes that are about ready to expire. In Ponderay, though, the voters back then in 2019 voted yes, and they've raised more than $14 million, and she's going to tell us where that money went. So anyway, we want to thank you for tuning in to 97.1 and streaming 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I also want to thank our sponsors and, of course, our crew here at the radio station for making me sound better than I really am. And really,
Dave squeaks. It's like a squeak toy. Your dog gets a squeak toy in its mouth, runs around. That's what Dave does, but I edit that out.
Very good. And you know one thing, Pat? This is the most beautiful fall I can remember for a long time. I drive back and forth to Bonner's Ferry in different places quite a bit, whether I'm refereeing or doing whatever I do. And my gosh, the leaves have held on. We've had a couple frosts, that rainstorm we've had already, and they're all hanging in there. My favorite tree, and I've decided I have a favorite tree now, is, you know where SOK is on Pine Street, right across from the festival office right there? There's a huge tree, and it's always the last one to turn colors. And it was green until last week, and now I've noticed that barely on top of it is starting to turn color. So it's officially, like I said, officially fall here. So that's really good. And as we move into fall and winter, we start moving indoors, don't we? And
yes.
Last night, I was at the Panada, and there's a great show there called From the Gaelic Storm, and they've got quite a following. That place was packed. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, but what a wonderful night. But the first song, it struck me, and I've got to tell you, my partner in crime over here is Pat Murphy. The first song out of this great band was The Night Pat Murphy Died.
The lawsuits are continuing, but I'm getting nowhere with them.
So have you heard that song before?
I have.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Mr. Glenn LeFay used to play it for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
A great smile on his face.
So, anyway, what a fun event. I keep forgetting how special the Panada really is and how it's just nice to pull the plug out of your daily stuff and go enjoy something. And thank you, POAC, for bringing them. And, again, what a great night.
I'm excited about tomorrow night at the Panada.
What is going on there, Mr. Rocky Picker?
You're going to do the time warp again.
Oh, my God. And you're one of those guys, aren't you?
My wife went to thrift shops
Really?
I've got fishnet, torn fishnet, and wigs, and
wow.
Yeah.
Good thing for radio. It really is.
Yes. I'm not pretty in jeans and a t-shirt. Can you imagine me dressed up in...
You know, I'm going to try not to, but thanks. But it'll be fun. And, you know, give Rob Talbot credit. I mean, he's really doing some cool things in the Panada and having a lot of fun.
My new Facebook buddy. He accepted my friend request last night. I'm kind of,
you go.
All right, I got Rob.
You're like next level stuff going on.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm on the C list now.
But speaking of other nighttime activities, getting out inside, there's a pretty cool thing that happens every Thursday at Connie's. And Pat, my buddy over here, holds court there every Thursday, and it's trivia night at Connie's. Tell me more about that, Pat.
Trivia from 7 to 9 every Thursday. Actually, it's this Thursday and next Thursday. They're moving to Wednesday starting in November. Keep that in mind. They're moving to Wednesday starting in November. They're going to be starting a cribbage night on Thursdays. But, yeah, it's trivia. It is kind of the Jeopardy format. They have, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 point, questions.
Yeah.
But but you don't pick them. I mean, the host, and we're going to meet the host next week, as a matter of fact. He's one of your guests next week.
I'm looking forward to that. He's quite...
Tosh, yeah. He's amazing. And it's fun. The thing is, it's fun. You laugh. He's one of those guys who's a natural behind the mic. He's incredible. He's funny. He's personable and very intelligent. My kind of guy.
Oh, it's a
David Keys kind of guy, I'd say.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's a rare...
And we go and it's only a $5 entry. The whole pot, 70% to the winner, 30% to second place. So, Connie's takes nothing out of it. It just goes back to the people. It's just to have a lot of fun. It's usually a good crowd, a good sized crowd.
Yeah.
And the one time I teamed up with Mr. David Keys and my wife, I believe is the only time I ever won.
We won. Last week, wasn't it? It was last week.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was 2 weeks ago because last week you ended up in fourth place.
Fifth. Yeah. You bailed on me. And we dropped like a stone.
I think I was refereeing a state playoff game at that point. So I'm
proud of rather than priorities, Dave. Please.
But we were the champs and it was a lot of fun. And so keep that in mind. What time should people show up there?
They're right 6:30-ish, no later than 5 to 7, obviously, as a last minute, entry. But if you're on a good table and stuff.
Yeah.
6:30, 6:40.
There you go. Well, like I said, there's no lack of some fun things to do, especially when it starts turning cold and dark. And I think that's a great, it was a fun environment.
Lasts about 2 hours, 7 to 9, usually. Usually gets done right around 9. So.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I truly did. And we'll team up again, I promise.
Yes. That
sounds good. So enough about us. Let's talk about other people. How's that?
No.
And how about when we come back, how about have Matt Kingsley from Spuds will be here to let us know what's going up downtown.
All right.
We'll see you in a bit.
Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners live.
I'm American as it gets.
On the American as it gets tour.
Country boy is all I'll ever be.
Thursday, January 16th at the First Interstate Center. Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners.
Am I the only one?
Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10. Get yours at ticketswest.com. Aaron Lewis and the Stateliners. Produced by Pepper Entertainment.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to AGE Heating and Cooling, your locally owned Lennox Premier dealer in Sandpoint. Right now, get up to $1,500 in rebates, or qualified buyers make no payments and incur no interest for 12 months financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Call 208-603-2210. Online at ageheatingandcooling.com. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number, Idaho HVAC Contractors License Number 059041.
With the change of season, it's a good time to take a trip to Under the Sun in downtown Bonner's Ferry. You'll find a treasure trove of unique gifts, new fall and winter accessories arriving daily. And there's women's consignment clothing boutique in their basement. Enjoy the downstairs market or just relax in the upstairs loft. And you can find something delicious to eat or drink in their bistro. Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Under the Sun, where the sun is always shining.
The YMCA is celebrating fall with no join fee, now through October 27th. Step into the Y and step into overall wellness. Fall is a great time to reset your goals and get back to routine with fitness and fun for the entire family. Join the YMCA and explore our wide range of activities and programs for all ages at the Lighthouse YMCA in Sandpoint. When you become a YMCA member by October 27th, pay no join fee, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win 3 months free. There's never been a better time to fall back into great habits at the YMCA. The Y is where you belong, and everyone is welcome. Prorated membership dues still apply. No purchase necessary to enter. Rules and restrictions apply. See ymcainw.org for details.
In Idaho, farming isn't just a profession. It's a purpose. You can feel it in our 11.5 million acres of farmland. You can see it in the nearly 43,000 Idahoans who work in agriculture. You can hear it at our farmers markets. You can count it in the $20.2 billion it brings our state. And you can taste it at your family's dinner table. A lot of farmers in our state rely on Bayer's tools and inventions because Bayer has a purpose too, to help farmers thrive. Learn more at go.bayer.com/purpose, paid for by Bayer.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time.
Well, happy Thursday to everybody out there. We are at 97.1 FM if you're listening to us. And if you're not listening to us, well, you're not on 97.1 or at NorthIdahoRadio.com. We stream there 24/7, 365. We're there all the time. And speaking of being there all the time, Spuds is now gone to, I'm hearing, 7 days a week. That's right, Matt?
7 days a week.
Well, good. Well, that's a good thing for everybody. This is Matt Kingsley. He's the owner of Spuds. He's been owner for about a year now, we found out. And he's here to tell us a little bit about what's going on with his great business, the iconic restaurant that everybody loves downtown. Welcome.
Yep. We're just trying to, you know, open 7 days a week. It's been, you know, hard to get it staffed, but we finally got it open 7 days a week, so that's super nice.
And breakfast, too.
And breakfast, yep. Yeah. I'm doing breakfast from 8 to 10:30 every day, so it's been really great. Yeah.
So how do you find help right now? It is tough, isn't it?
It is tough. A lot of word of mouth, you know, advertising on the internet is, you know, sometimes unreliable. You never really know who's going to come in. But, you know, you just got to keep plugging away, and hopefully eventually you'll find some good ones. But
I'm guessing you put in a few hours yourself.
Yep. It's 7 days a week for me right now, but right. You know, hopefully here soon I'll be able to take a few days off. So.
Right. We were all reminiscing here before the we came back on. With Peter, especially back in the days. My gosh, that was an iconic place back there. And he and his wife, Gail, right?
Yeah.
Had a pretty solid business going. Have you seen a lot of people who used to come back now, too, and you're finding new customers? Or?
Oh, yeah. We got tons of regulars that have been coming in forever and ever, you know, mostly getting soups or whatever. But they're it's great to see them and see what they're doing, and it's fun. It's fun having regulars, for sure.
So a young guy like you jumping into that whole thing, what's your background? What did you do before this?
I worked in restaurants when I was younger, and then kind of got out and worked in agriculture and kind of in sales and that kind of thing, and just kind of wanted to do something for myself, and seeing Spuds was for sale, so I went for it.
And are you from here originally?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Sandpoint, on the other side of Dover there.
And where did you work before in our area?
Hoot Owl, back in the day, way back.
Best breakfast in town still. Yeah. We'll have to find out now, though. You're making a run for it here.
Yeah, I mean, Hoot Owl is still...
Still the Hoot Owl?
Still the Hoot Owl, yeah.
So what's the hot menu item if somebody comes in there for breakfast? Somebody was telling me, I can't remember who it was, that they had some kind of breakfast sandwich or something that you guys used to do or something that was to die for.
Yeah, breakfast sandwiches is probably one of my favorite things that we have. The Monterey one, it's got the same sauce as the Capistrano on it. It's basically the Capistrano in a breakfast sandwich form.
It's pretty
popular. I like it a lot.
I was hearing from some people, some regulars over here, that Capistrano is the way to go, huh?
That is the way to go.
So what is the number one selling item that you have?
It's probably Capistrano. I mean, we sell a lot of soups, for sure. People love our soups, but it's probably the Capistrano.
Sure.
It's one thing.
And you guys do your own soups, right? I mean, you
make them all from scratch, Dustin Reichhold. He makes all their soups. He's a legend in Sandpoint.
He is. Ivano's days and everything else, so people follow him around, I'm sure,
too. Just about everybody knows Dustin. It's fun. You can sit in the kitchen, and it'll be all day long. Dustin will be saying hi to people as they walk through the door.
So. He was a soccer a fan and dad and everything else, and he wanted to be a referee, and I referee soccer. And he wanted to be a coach, and he wanted to get certified. And he's an athlete. He used to play and all that kind of stuff. And I can't remember what he did. Either broke something... or twisted something or destroyed something in a warm-up. So.
Yeah, it was his knee. His,
was it? Okay.
Yeah, he just had to get his knee replaced, and then he's been doing rehab forever.
Really? Yeah. Finally, yeah, he's really old, too, so I can see that happening.
Yeah, that's the best of us.
Well, very good. So the idea to go 7 days, I imagine downtown there's been a shift a little bit now with what Trinity not being open. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, there's a little bit of a void there, but, you know, everybody else is kind of picking it up, and so good. I figured we'd open another day and, you know, be try to stay open as much as possible.
Sure.
You know, be reliable for our customers.
Sure. So how many more people do you need to have that extra shift for the morning? Because, again, that's you're talking a few more hours, right?
I mean, yeah. It's like two or three more people. It just depends on the day. Like the weekend days are always a little busier than the weekdays, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then you just kind of move people around and kind of extend some people's shifts. And we really only had to add two more people for Mondays.
So. Well, that's really good then,
yeah.
Huh?
But we just had to move people around. Yeah.
And so people can find you online too, I assume, like everybody else anymore, huh?
Yeah, we're on Facebook. We're working on Instagram. I don't know, that stuff's beyond me, but and then we have a website too, Spuds Online.
Okay. And do you see much business from that?
Yeah, for sure. Good. Yeah.
And how about the DoorDash thing and all that? Do people do that with you guys? Or
yeah, we looked into doing it. I don't think it's quite going to work out. You know, it's very expensive to do DoorDash, is what people don't realize.
Don't even know. I didn't know how that business model works.
And so I think we'll probably just stick without DoorDash for now, but maybe someday.
Yeah. That sounds like a good plan. You got to find your own way that way, too.
Right.
But you don't deliver, though, either by yourself.
Well, I'll deliver catering. So, like, if someone orders a catering basket, I'll come and deliver it for you guys.
But gotcha.
Besides, we won't, like, deliver a sandwich or something, you know.
Sure, So, catering, is that a big part of your business?
That's huge, yeah. Okay. Lighthouse is usually, I mean, we do a lot with Lighthouse, for sure. But businesses and that kind of thing, we get a lot of catering.
So, So what have you changed since the old days, since you've taken over in the past year, other than, I guess, 7 days and breakfast, right?
Yeah, I'm just keep doing the same thing that they've always been doing that's, you know, been everyone loves, and just trying to do it more is really the only change. Just keep it simple and give people what they want.
Well, whenever people talk about Spuds, too, they talk about the quality. And also, so people are so nice there when you come in there, too. You know, sometimes that line gets a little unwieldy there, and they're always just so nice to get you going. And, again, nothing like a nice hot bowl of soup right now and that salad with a couple croutons in there. I'm just thinking, again, hungry. I should have probably had lunch before all this. But now we look forward to seeing you guys. And the expansion out the side now towards the water, too, that's been really cool, too, hasn't it?
Yeah, and that's – I'll hear soon. I ordered some basically it's vinyl plastic, so we'll be able to enclose the outside patio, so we'll be able to do it in the wintertime, too, when it's cold. We got some heaters hooked up, so I think it'll be kind of fun to sit out on Sand Creek and when the snow's flying and stuff. And
I think so,
stay
too.
Stay warm.
That's great.
I mean,
good idea. Be cool. And how many more seats will that bring at that point?
It's 13 more tables.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'll be quite a bit more. Because, you know, tables are always a problem at Spuds, obviously. But
it's pretty tight, right, when you don't have that open? That
exactly.
Part of it.
But it makes it a lot better when the patio's open, for sure.
No, I've loved it. It's just an intimate feeling when you're in there, too. And you always see people you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's kind of a great place to catch up. Kind of just a great location for walking and parking, too. I mean, I know parking is probably a little bit of an issue right there in that that little parking lot. I know people kind of sneak down the road.
Yeah, that's just kind of a free-for-all downtown, though, you know.
I do
know.
You
park where you can and get where you need to go.
So when we're talking 5 years from now, what will you have done at Spuds? What are you thinking about? What's in your game plan?
Well, we might do like a big dinner menu, like an actual sit-down dinner menu. It's still kind of in the works, but we'll see. Maybe someday.
Sure.
Right now, it's kind of just do them a little more of the same and just kind of
keep getting better at what you're doing.
Yeah, just be consistent and do a good job.
And we've heard nothing but good reports. I mean, I think that's hard, isn't it?
It is hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's always funny. What do they say? If you have a great experience, you tell one person. If you get a bad experience, you're telling everybody on Facebook and, oh, my God, you know, the type of thing. So you got to watch out for that a bit, I suppose.
For sure.
So are you on do you cook? What do you do when you're there?
Yeah, I'll cook. Whatever we need to do, you know, it just depends on who's out. Like right now, Dustin's on vacation, so I'm doing Dustin's job for a couple of weeks. So.
Gosh, I was dissing him. He didn't even hear us, probably. That's okay.
That's fine.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it was
great meeting you, too. It really is. I'll stop by and say hi next time.
For sure.
And one of the best meals in town. Always great environment. And the view is just wonderful, too. So you keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Well, When we come back, we'll have Katie here, who's the executive director of the Community Resource Envision Center. And we'll be talking about, Festival of Trees coming up already in November. We're already getting close that way. So, Matt, thank you for stopping by. And after the break, we'll have Katie. Take care.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Screening mammograms over the age of 40 and annual wellness checks with your provider increase early detection rates. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we at Bonner General Health want you to know that your health and wellness are our top priority. The earlier breast cancer is detected, the better chances of a successful treatment. Our new imaging center is equipped with state-of-the-art technology to perform and detect problems early. Call 208-265-3349 to schedule your screening mammogram at Bonner General Health.
Ah, fall. For many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. And the folks here also thought it would be a great time for a huge sale. An anniversary sale, in fact. Established in 1945, close to 79 years ago, Sandpoint Furniture has worked very hard to become a name you know and trust for quality home furnishings. So beginning now, enjoy sale pricing on all living room, dining room, and home office pieces. If it's a good night's sleep you're after, Sandpoint Furniture carries over 30 different comfort levels to choose from, with many of them in stock right now. And don't forget their full service delivery. Also, take advantage of sale pricing on carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, and area rug throughout our Carpet One showroom. They also offer professional installation. And to make that budget stretch a little further, be sure to visit our clearance center for extra special markdowns. Hurry in for the best selection. Sale ends on October 28th. Sandpoint Furniture, making your house a home since 1945.
Must qualify for enrollment. Results may vary.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
North Idaho's Radio News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back, and what a great conversation learning about Spuds, too. That's pretty cool. It's definitely an iconic restaurant in our town, and it's nice to know it's in good hands. And speaking of things that are in good hands right now, I've got Katie Bogalke sitting right across from me, smiling right now. She's the executive director of the Community Resource and Vision Center, and we're going to be talking about Festival of Trees. But first of all, why don't you tell me about you a little bit, and maybe roll into the Festival of Trees.
Yeah, fantastic.
Welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Hey, thanks for having me. So I've been part of the Envision Center since 2021, but I took over as the executive director last September, and it has been one heck of a year, right on the heels of me joining as the ED there. We got the Festival of Trees, and we threw ourselves into that, and last year we had a fantastic event. And we've got three really exciting big changes that are happening this year.
Only three?
Only three.
Wow, okay.
We'll spend a lot of time on it, but I want to share a little bit more about the Envision Center and how fantastic we're doing there and how the supporters have been showing up in a big way.
Absolutely.
For us.
And where is it? I know, but why don't you tell our listeners?
Yeah, so we're over off of McGee Road by Lighthouse in the old Coldwater Creek building. And we have 10,000 square feet of space on that second floor there. And we have 8 nonprofit partners that share that space with us and 8 small businesses. So wow. We're busy. We're landlords also. And so it's really great what we found in that space is there's a lot of synergy. We have a lot of understanding about what other nonprofits are doing. And there's, you know, just a lot of things will come out of those relationships when right. We're talking around the water cooler or grabbing our coffee. And it's been fantastic just to share ideas, to share resources. It's a great way for us to amplify our efforts.
It really is, isn't it? There's so much going on in our community, in our area. It's just nice to have a funnel right there to kind of bring it into one space that way.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for ways to expand that and looking for ways to partner with people. And as you'll see when we talk about the Festival of Trees, a lot of that is happening at that event as well.
Yeah.
And I want to make a quick little plug for an event that we're having on November 13th. It's a poverty simulation. It's a Wednesday from 9 to noon, and we'll have about 55 participants living the lives of people facing poverty. So, folks, so you could come, Dave. You could be a mom of 4, and you could have $400 for the week, and you're going to try to get through the week.
People do it too. God bless them life's hard enough anyway. But then to have that, so. Yeah, I don't know if I could do it. I just really don't.
Yeah, it's set up so you fail. To build empathy and for you to understand the what people are facing. And so we're excited to be hosting that event. We're doing that with the Community Action Partnership out of Lewiston.
Good. And first time?
And this is our first time doing it. I think Sandpoint did something like this about 10 years ago. And we were happy to host it at our space, so that 10,000 square feet is going to be turned into a little city. We'll have a jail, we'll have schools, we'll have the library, we'll have all these resources, and so we need 20 volunteers.
You looked at me when you said jail, I was kind of worried about that.
Yeah, maybe you could be the jailer.
I could.
If you can't be that mom with the 4 kids, you could be the jailer.
One never knows.
But yeah, we're looking for 20 volunteers to come and help at that event on the 13th, and they would come at 8 a.m. and we'd train them on what to do. But really, we're going to have a lot of nonprofits are going to participate in this event, and then some, just folks from the community that are looking to expand their knowledge and experiences. And
Katie, that's great.
Yeah.
So how do the people get a hold of you if they want to be a jailer or a mom of 4 or whatever else?
Yeah. Call the Envision Center office. Our number there is 208-920-1840. Or you can email me, katie@crecidaho.com.
Very good. Very good. So that's one thing on your plate.
Yeah. Well, there's always a lot on the plate. And so I learned this about becoming an executive director, and I'm sure you're going to hear about how other people are really busy in this next next segment. But you wear a lot of hats, and you don't realize what all you're going to be putting on and trying on until you get into that role. So landlord, accountant, marketer, advertiser, it's incredible the amount of things that we're doing there. So we have 5 staff members at the Envision Center. The majority of them are connecting clients in need to resources.
Wow.
2 of them are rural resource specialists, one up in Bonners Ferry and one in Priest River. And so they're making connections at food banks and at senior centers and helping people get connected to SSI and to applications and to food and to resources. And it's always different, it's always something.
Yeah.
And then we have Angela Barber. She's our client resource specialist, and she is always on the ball and is in our office Monday through Friday helping people on a regular basis.
So are a lot of these state programs then, funding from the state, is that how that works?
Our program is run strictly off of our 2 fundraisers, the Festival of Trees and the Idaho Classic, as well as donations from supporters and grant funding that we receive. However, this year's grant funding's not going so well. I don't know if it's my grant writing skills or if it's just that it's really competitive out there. It could be a little bit of both.
No pressure at all.
Yeah,
on you. No.
Yeah. But so the people that we're connecting to resources, it can be local resources, regional resources, national resources. It does not matter. We just sit with people, understand what they're going through, and then plug them in where we see fit.
Right.
Yeah, really just making a plan with them, sitting and having empathy, being a shoulder to cry on, and then following up to make sure that what we've provided is actually helpful.
Kind of a Sherpa for them a bit, because people just don't know what they don't know. They know they need help or would like help, but they have no idea.
Sure, and you know, you'll sit with them, and they think it's one thing, but by the end of that conversation, it's six,
right.
And where do you start?
Right.
And so I think it's really helpful to have somebody sit with you and help, you know, kind of create that plan and let you know that there's somebody to do it with you and then to follow up and make sure it's all working out.
Yeah, go back to that single mom of four. I mean, she is on call 24/7 anyway, but she probably doesn't have time, effort, or an energy at that point to find those resources that maybe could help her out.
Right, right, absolutely. Does that mom of four really want to go to a budget planning class right now? Is that the thing that's going to help her the most?
She needs diapers, for heaven's sake.
Right, exactly. Just give the woman what she needs.
Right.
A night off.
Right, exactly.
And where is she going to find daycare? So, you know, it's all really, it's all so intertwined. But it's important, you know, it's important work, and we're happy that we're here to be able to do it. And then we're so thrilled that we have things like the Festival of Trees that we can host so that we can raise a little bit of money and awareness to
what
we're
doing. So that's a big fundraiser for you then?
It's huge.
Okay.
It is huge.
So tell us about that a bit.
Yeah. So we've made three really major changes. We are the new hosts of the Festival of Trees as of 2 years ago. Last year was our first year. And we followed the successful recipe of the Kinderhaven Foundation and their group. But this year we decided we needed to really do things our way to represent the people that we're serving and to, you know, to work out. Like, one of the biggest changes is our location. We moved from being at the fairgrounds to the Hive. And this was a very strategic move for two reasons. First was we spent quite a considerable amount of money turning the fairgrounds into a beautiful winter wonderland.
Right.
And that money all went to an organization, event rent in Spokane.
Right.
We're like, well, that doesn't feel good. What if we could keep that money in the community? So we started talking to the owners of the Hive to see if they'd be interested in letting us be a guinea pig for them and them hosting our event.
Right.
And they said yes. And we were thrilled. And it was kind of a big deal because you may or may not know, but the Hive has only been open to people 21 years and older. This will be their first event where children can come into the event.
Cool.
And so that is another big change for us. The second big change is instead of having a three-hour friends and family night, we've moved to a six-hour free friends and family extravaganza. It's a whole day affair. It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we have all sorts of holiday entertainment acts. We have a fourth grade gingerbread competition that's going to be happening. I'm going to come back to that because I think it's really fun. And then we'll have crafts that are taking place and free hot cocoa and cookies and really just getting people, you know, kickstarted into the holiday spirit.
Well, they will be too, the 30th. So Thanksgiving has passed by then. We're kind of in that mode. And there's no more beautiful place, I don't think, than downtown Sandpoint, you know, for the old part of downtown that way.
It's
you know, you see the Ross Hall pictures and all that, and this is kind of like, it's a wonderful life right there.
Exactly.
For sure.
So, I know. I kind of want to make it, you know, kind of this old hometowny feel and vibe, and it'll be Small Business Saturday that day, so hopefully downtown Sandpoint will be bustling, and we'll get a lot of foot traffic as well as people that are going to be aware of the event, and we're just thrilled. So this year, the third maybe major change that we did was our giving structure. So last year we partnered with a bunch of different nonprofits. So anybody who donated a tree got to choose a nonprofit that they wanted 20% of their proceeds to go to. And that was a really cool way for us to show like love for our partners and really the fact that if we don't have strong relationships and strong nonprofits that are providing services for our clients, we don't really have anybody to refer our clients to.
Oh,
right?
That was brilliant.
So it's
it really
like,
was.
How do we uplift them?
Yeah.
And so it was great. We loved it, but we felt that it got a little fractured. So we've made two big changes. The first with that is 30% of the proceeds from the gala are all going to Angels Over Sandpoint.
Oh, good.
And we love this. We love the women that are involved in that organization.
Absolutely.
They've been around forever. And they also have a very similar mission in terms of trying to serve people, family, community members who are falling through the cracks.
Yep. Lifting people up.
Exactly. Exactly. So the 30% that's raised the night of the gala will all go to a fund that they have the ability to give to people falling through the cracks.
Wow.
You weren't kidding about time flying.
Well, it does fly because, again, it's such an important conversation to have, too. So you mentioned a few things. So the best way to get a hold of you is through your email, probably?
Yeah, email's perfect. Katie@crecidaho.com. And you can check out our website, crecidaho.com. And on there, you can learn about the Festival of Trees. You can learn about our services, how we originated, who our team is, everything.
Yeah. Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
It's been great. And it does fly.
It truly does. I know. Have me back. We got to talk about those gingerbreads.
You got it. Okay.
Because
I always panic when people say, we'll come back to that. I go, oh, really?
There's no time.
You got my attention with the gingerbreads. I think we should talk again anyway because it's such an important event. And the stuff you're doing is so good for our community. It really is. It's just nice to see it all lining up and getting organized that way, too. And it takes a person like you to do that. So, Katie, thank you so much for coming by. And again, how do we get a hold of you?
Katie@crecidaho.com.
One more time.
Katie@crecidaho.com.
It just doesn't work in radio. It really doesn't. It's so hard because people are driving right now or whatever they're doing, right? They're going to try to write that down. Well, they're not going to do that. So anyway, you can find Katie. You really can. So thank you so much for your time. Hey, and when we come back, we're going to have Kaylee Miller. She's the planning director and project manager for the City of Ponderay. We've got something about a local option tax vote coming up. I don't know, something about that.
Oh, yes.
We'll probably talk about that. Who said that?
That was Katie Bogalke from the Community Resource and Vision Center.
All right. Well, good. Well, when we come back, we'll talk to Kaylee and we'll talk about all good things. So we'll see you after the break.
Ah, fall. For many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Sandpoint Furniture Carpet One. And the folks here also thought it would be a great time for a huge sale. An anniversary sale, in fact. Established in 1945, close to 79 years ago, Sandpoint Furniture has worked very hard to become a name you know and trust for quality home furnishings. So beginning now, enjoy sale pricing on all living room, dining room, and home office pieces. If it's a good night's sleep you're after, Sandpoint Furniture carries over 30 different comfort levels to choose from, with many of them in stock right now. And don't forget their full service delivery. Also, take advantage of sale pricing on carpet, hardwood, tile, luxury vinyl plank, and area rug throughout our Carpet One showroom. They also offer professional installation. And to make that budget stretch a little further, be sure to visit our clearance center for extra special markdowns. Hurry in for the best selection. Sale ends on October 28th. Sandpoint Furniture, making your house a home since 1945.
My credit score is so much more than just a number. It's my future. P1FCU knows how important it is, too, which is why it's easy to check your score every time you check your balance in your online banking. Not only can I check my score, but I get recommendations on how I can improve it. Plus, with my Ascend checking, I can earn 3.5% APY of my monthly balance. It's a piece of cake. Open your Ascend checking account at p1fcu.org and start earning today. APY is the annual percentage yield.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, We'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455. 800-981-4455.
Accidents happen, and when they do, more people reach out to Northwest Auto Body in Sandpoint and Ponderay. Consistently voted best auto body shop in the region, we offer guaranteed repairs by certified technicians using only state-of-the-art equipment. Our locally owned collision repair facilities have been serving North Idaho for nearly 50 years. Find us online or just stop on by. No appointments needed and no charge for an estimate, advice, or even friendly customer service. Remember, in Sandpoint and Ponderay, it's Northwest Auto Body.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back for a Fast and Furious Thursday. Holy smokes. I learned something new every time, though, too. And I've got Kaylee sitting across from me right now, and she was learning, too. I brought her into the studio a little bit early, and we were just kind of nodding as we're learning about the Envision Center. So, well, as you heard, I think I introduced Kaylee as she's an important part of what's going on in Ponderay. And if there's ever a busy little town, it's Ponderay right now. In fact, I was reading somewhere that Ponderay, by percentage-wise, is the fastest-growing city in Idaho. So, Kaylee, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it is the fastest-growing in Idaho. They are saying that we had an approximately 51% increase in population.
Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. You can get a little closer there so we can hear you a little bit better. There you go. But so 51% in 3 years, wasn't it?
Yes.
Something like that. And then there's more houses being built and more units being built there all the time, too.
There is a continuous supply of them right at the moment.
Yeah. So with that, there's also an opportunity and also some demand, right, for things to do. And for the longest time, Ponderay's biggest exciting thing to do was go to Schweitzer. And, you know, I was telling you, in fact, you know my in-laws there and stuff too. Everybody thought it was too expensive to go skiing. So they didn't do anything in the winter. And now you're talking about ice skating rinks. Now you're talking about Field of Dreams and all this kind of stuff. Tell me a little bit about how that all came about. I know there was a vote 5 years ago now, probably.
There was a local option tax vote back in 2019, which was sort of the catalyst for this project coming to fruition. Actually, this month, it's 31 years since the first time the Field of Dreams transferred hands for the purpose of a youth sports facility.
31 years. Floyd McGee, right?
Yes.
Wow.
And
wow.
So we were able to cut the ribbon finally in August, and that's thanks to the funding that came through that local option sales tax.
Yeah. And that's not chump change, is it? How much was it?
It is about $3 million a year. To date, we've brought in just a little over $14
million. $14 million, my goodness. And it's funny, if you really dig into this, there's a weird situation in Idaho where, especially Ponderay, but lots of little towns don't get the sales tax receipts they should. And it's just a loophole, and it's never been fixed. And I know there's been some people who've tried to fix it, but here you have a little city, small population, but you have a Home Depot, you have a Walmart in there, you have a North 40, you have all these big box-ish stores there, and you would think that the city of Ponderay would be making money off those. Well, in reality, is a formula that doesn't help Ponderay at all. True?
That's very true. It is the revenue sharing formula that's been established by the state of Idaho. Ponderay businesses produce between $20 and $30 million a year in sales tax that goes to the state of Idaho. And by the time they're done allocating that, they send back about $150,000 to Ponderay. And that's our portion of the sales tax revenue.
So $30 million disseminated down to that. My goodness, isn't that horrible? Wow. Especially when you think about it. I mean, you're talking about you need additional police, you need additional fire, you need additional every infrastructure stuff, and it doesn't pay.
That's true. We service all of Bonner County, Boundary County, into Washington and into Montana and into Canada. And so that's a lot of wear and tear on our streets and definitely an additional need for police.
Yeah. So when the vote happened the first time, again, five years ago, right?
Yep.
It needed 60% to pass?
It needed 60%, greater than 60% to pass, and it actually passed by one single vote. So that
one
was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I remember that, in fact. It was crazy. So one vote, if it had gone the other direction, you wouldn't have Field of Dreams being developed anyway. You'd have the property at that point.
True. The city purchased the property in 2011, but construction never would have been able to occur without it.
So tell maybe, you know, I've seen it, and I've refereed out there, and we've had some things out there, and it's just, boy, world-class, like I was telling you off the air, world-class facility for sure, and it's being used, too. It's so much fun to watch, come out there at nighttime, especially with the lights on, and all of a sudden those four fields are busy, and there's people there, people from Washington, Montana, you know, of course, around here, too. But I also noticed, like, Sweet Lou's and the hotels and all the restaurants out there are seeing more people because of that. Because like in the old days with that Pondere Cup, it was all downtown in Traverse Park, right? I don't think probably that a lot of people drove out to Wendy's at that point, if there was a Wendy's then, and these different Pondere businesses. So hopefully they're seeing a bounce because of that. And it's what, a 1% tax on the first
thousand? First $999.99.
Right. So really it's one of those taxes that doesn't affect your property tax, because that's where the other leg of the stool would be, right? If you needed to raise money, if you didn't have that, you'd have to do a property tax increase more than likely.
True. Yes. So a local option tax is a sales tax that's voted in by the voters. And so that only applies to purchases that are being made within our city limits. And since we service all of these other areas outside the Pondere community, it allows us to collect that 1% from everyone that's in the region who's actually using the facility instead of the Pondere residents bearing the burden of that cost.
And, you know, I look at this too, is that you have people coming through Pondere, stopping at Yokes, going up to Schweitzer or doing something else. And 1% on top of everything else that people are spending when they come through here is nothing. Especially now when Sandpoint has the same 1% thing going on too. But I don't think people shop around for 1%. I mean, I can't imagine. I think what I see is people stopping, again, at a restaurant or hotel, and they're used to paying whatever the price is that way, right? And so then all of a sudden that pot grows pretty quickly that way.
It does. And I think the biggest concern that we saw when we first approached the local option sales tax was from the items that are price checked. So vehicles, building packages, those types of things where that 1% can make a difference in your purchase price. But the day-to-day expenses, people don't typically notice it. And it really does make a huge difference in our community.
Yeah. So tell me what have we bought with that so far? I know the Field of Dreams is kind of the most obvious thing, but what else is going on there?
Yeah, the Field of Dreams is kind of the most obvious project that just came and opened up, so right there in the forefront. But in addition to that, we provided matching funds for our build grant, which is the $1.4 million federal funding grant that we received in order to design an underpass from Pondere to get access to our waterfront. It also has provided money to purchase 3 waterfront properties that were needed not only for that future underpass, but also we have a brownfields grant that is in place right now to clean up the Black Rock area. And so those properties were also necessary for that.
Perfect. So it's really all about the future, isn't it? I mean, that's what I'm seeing with all of this going on. And how fun is that for you? I've got to believe that's kind of a dream come true for somebody in your position.
It has been a really fun year between the Field of Dreams and the ice rink that will be opening up next month. We've had a lot of amazing projects.
Well, I saw the ice rink just kind of pop out of nowhere right there. And it's not going to stay there, right? I mean, if this passes, there's a plan, I've heard.
True. So that property was purchased actually for a future fire and police complex or emergency services complex for the city, but that's down the line. And so for about the next 5 years, that will be the house for our seasonal skating rink that we've named The Pond.
The Pond. Okay.
The Pond, yes. Okay. And then after that, if the local option tax passes and the voters support us in continuing to construct future phases of the Field of Dreams, there is a design for a future indoor full four season arena.
Yeah.
This rink would then become the auxiliary rink. It would be maintained for community skating and for overflow during tournaments and things like that.
How about that? Wow. So it was a one vote difference this last time. What are you doing about getting the word out? I think anybody who's been out to Field of Dreams, you know, it's good to have the show and tell thing. I mean, who else? You could have done it otherwise. I mean,
absolutely.
It would still be a rough little field out there, a little bit of a kind of weird little road getting in there and all that. So I guess the show and tell probably helps.
The show and tell definitely helps. I think being able to provide a project that the community could tangibly touch was extremely helpful.
Yeah.
We're reaching out right now to folks via mail, in person. We have some groups that are going to go out and talk to people on behalf of the local option tax. This round that's being voted on in November is a little bit different than the previous round. Instead of a 5-year term, it's a 10-year term. And in addition to the projects for the Build Grant Underpass and the Field of Dreams, we are also designating $500,000 a year towards street construction improvements and maintenance, and setting up a $1 million endowment fund to maintain the Field of Dreams so that the local...
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot going on for sure. If people have questions, can they get a hold of you?
They absolutely can. They can call me at Pondere City Hall at 208-265-5468 or email me at klmiller@pondere.org.
It's always funny when we ask those numbers. It's a test. It really is. Kaylee, thank you so much for coming, and thanks for letting people know. I'm sure you'll get some phone calls from people asking questions. It's the best kind of tax in the world. It's not property taxes, but it's going to make a big difference. Already has. Thank you for all you've done, and remember to vote.
Thanks. You, David.
Take care.